Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day, I am Don Roach, final year student of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, majoring in International Relations. On this day, July 28, 1937, the revolt that had engulfed the city for 2 days moved to the country districts. At 11 a.m., at Windsor Plantation in the parish of St. George, was attacked when a crowd estimated to be between 20 and 25 men proceeded to the potato field and dug hundreds of holes of potatoes. Two St. Philip men, Samuel Lashley and Alan Clement, were charged with the offense. During the afternoon, a crowd of approximately 200 persons descended on Brighton Estate in St. George and raided the potato fields there. These raiders carried away 800 holes of potatoes valued at over £10. According to the court report, a shot was reportedly fired from the crowd, who later visited the nearby Carmichael Plantation and forced the workers to cease work. Another group of rebels attacked Claremont Plantation in the parish of St. James around 5:30 p.m. and dug potatoes. They were dispersed when plantation personnel fired shots. As night descended on the countryside, where electricity had not expanded to many of the villages and plantations, the situation was a frightening one. At 6 p.m., RDN Maxwell's shop at Hillaby in St. Andrew fell to the raiders. Shopkeeper Carlotta Bowen and her assistant Vera Springer watched as the business was stormed and raided. As the raid proceeded, a coal pot was reportedly tipped over, causing a fire which destroyed the building. Shortly after 6 p.m., an estimated 200 men raided a potato field at Clifton Hill Plantation and at Bath Plantation. A massive crowd, said to have numbered 3,000, raided the plantation's sweet potato field and forced the watchman to flee. Another one of Maxwell's shop at Richmond Gap was looted at 7:20 p.m., with the crowd taking provisions and $25 in cash. At approximately 9:27 p.m., a crowd estimated to be 400 attacked Golden Grove St. Philip Plantation and dug potatoes. The revolt continued in the country districts for several more days before peace was restored by the combined action of the police and volunteer force, assisted by sailors from the British Navy.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.